This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. House of Representatives will officially send articles of impeachment to the Senate on Monday, charging former President Donald Trump with inciting insurrection. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Prosecutors who will argue the case will take part in a ceremonial walk, carrying the charge of incitement of insurrection to the Senate. They're hoping that strong Republican denunciations of Trump after the January 6th riot will result in a conviction and a separate vote to bar him from holding office again. But a growing number of GOP senators say they oppose the proceedings, and many have been rallying to his legal defense, just as they did during his first impeachment trial last year. Arguments in the Senate trial will begin the week of February 8th. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A two-thirds majority in the Senate would be required to convict the former president. European foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels Monday to figure out how to respond to Russia arresting top Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny and the police crackdown on Navalny supporters over the weekend. Pressure is growing to impose sanctions on the Kremlin as a result. Hundreds of people remained behind bars in Russia on Sunday, a day after they were arrested for participating in nationwide street protests demanding the release of Navalny. China is trying to spread doubt about the effectiveness of Western vaccines and the origin of the coronavirus. This as the World Health Organization selected a team of scientists that are in the city where the pandemic began. Controls imposed on information about the disease by the ruling Communist Party have prompted questions about what the scientists will be allowed to see. This is VOA News. Several countries are taking measures to protect its citizens from coronavirus mutations discovered around the world. The virus variants have shown to be more transmissible, and in the case of Britain last week, more lethal. Scientists said last week the British variant was associated with a higher level of mortality. However, it's believed existing vaccines are still effective against it. Meanwhile, scientists say a more contagious South African variant may reduce the efficacy of current vaccines. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the new head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says until enough people have been vaccinated and we have herd immunity, mask wearing and social distancing will need to remain in place. Meanwhile, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has become the most recent world leader to announce that he had tested positive for COVID-19. The 67-year-old wrote on Twitter Sunday his symptoms are mild and he's undergoing medical treatment. Mexico has confirmed more than 1.7 million cases of COVID-19 and recorded more than 149,000 deaths. On Monday, Australia approved use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against the coronavirus. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the country expects to begin vaccinating priority groups in late February. Chinese rescuers have found the bodies of 9 workers in a mine explosion, raising the death toll to 10. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say 11 other workers were rescued earlier after being trapped for 2 weeks, and one person is still missing at the gold mine in Shandong province. The mayor of Yantai City says search efforts will continue for the remaining miner until he's found. The cause of the accident at the mine, which is still being constructed, is under investigation. The explosion on January 10 was large enough to release 70 tons of debris that blocked the shaft, disabling elevators and trapping workers underground. Rescuers drilled parallel shafts to send down food and nutrients and eventually bring up the survivors on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Details of the involvement of Eritrea in the deadly conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region are finally emerging from witness accounts. While fighting in support of Ethiopian forces, the Associated Press reports Eritrean soldiers have been accused of killing civilians, targeting refugees, and even acting as local authorities. Now some worry they are refusing to leave. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.